Cuyahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome courtside to the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Sylacauga and B.B. Comer on senior night. As the Aggies looking to, well, what would have been close out the regular season. Now they do have a game on Wednesday against Winterboro here at home. Jeremy Law and Michael A. there with you. The Aggies coming off a dominating win against Coosa Central on Friday. 2-0 on the week last week. And still just trying to stay in this rhythm before the area tournament starts next Monday night, with the Aggies tipping off against Shelby County at 5 o'clock next Monday right here at Douglas Martin Court.
Man, I tell you what, Jeremy, it's been an outstanding season. You know, it's hard to believe it's coming to an end. This game and one more, like you said, one more regular season game that got added in with Winterboro. I think we're doing them a favor and letting them play while they've got some suspended for a few games. And I'm going to miss this bunch of seniors, man. We just had senior night, and watching those guys that have just been such good basketball players get their basketball is signed by everyone. It's just it's bittersweet for them and the fans to see that. Just, man, they won a lot of ball games here, buddy.
Seven seniors: Corbin Patterson, Josh Spears, C.J. Franklin, Trey Wright, KT Kitson, III, Eric O'Neill, and Tristan Whetstone. A group of guys that have played tons of basketball, won tons of basketball games, and a bittersweet night. But luckily for the good guys, not your last home game. You have one on Wednesday, then you have the area tournament, which a lot of people expect Sylacauga to be playing at least in the championship game of that area tournament. So they'll get the most that you can out of Douglas Martin Court this year with this senior class. But Sylacauga and B.B. Comer, the Aggies, we felt like, you know, after Christmas, they weren't playing as well as they did before Christmas. But the last couple games, looking at that Coosa game, which is a really talented team, saw the Aggies reheat, if you will, from behind the three line, 9 threes in that game. How do they keep that going and build that momentum to play like they were pre-New Year's as we get ready for the playoffs?
I think that's what Coach Jones is trying to do. He's trying to get that offensive identity back. You know, we always lead with defense. We're a defensive-minded team. We pride ourselves in holding teams to under 56 points, and we know that if we can do that, it's going to be a long night, and then we've done that just about every game this year. That's the whole thing we got to figure out is how to keep that offensive rhythm that we had when those threes are falling. We're a really, really, really hard team to beat, as Coosa found out. And when C.J. Franklin decides he wants to dunk on you from the free throw line to end the game, he's going to do it. He doesn't care how many you're in the paint. He's just going to do it. And he ended that game with about 5 minutes to go, didn't he, Jeremy?
Oh, my goodness. What a time it was last week. Feels like an eternity ago. Hey, that'll wrap up tonight's Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. We'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and tonight's Central Alabama Community College tip-off when we come back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Back courtside as we await those Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups as Sylacauga hosts Phoebe Comer on senior night. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network presented by Alta Point Health, Allen Brew Market, and Allen Oil Company, and Coosa Valley Medical Center. Now let's turn it over to Brandy Brown.
The Phoebe Comer Tigers. Number zero, Cam Gaddis. Number one, Chris Robertson. Number two, J.P. Morgan. Number five, Ronaldo Riggins. Number 32, Caden Brown. Before we introduce the starters for the Sylacauga Varsity Aggies, we would like to introduce the team to everyone that is here tonight. Number five, Tristan Whetstone. Number 10, Jaden Sanders. Number 11, Joshua Hostclaw. Number 12, Trey Wright. Number 3, Sarayan McMillan. Number 15, Caden Hubbard. Number 20, Zedekiah Leonard. Number 24, Chase Welch. And now, four out of starters. Number 0, a senior, you know him, C.J. Franklin. Number 2,
your starting lineups here tonight at home on senior night. Silicaga hosting B.B. Comer. Got a little mom doing handshakes at the end of the line. Pretty awesome. And Silicaga going to tip it off. Those were your CBMC starting lineups, and now we get set for tonight's Central Alabama Community College tip-off between Silicaga and B.B. Comer. Starting five for the Aggies again, Eric O'Neill, Corbin Patterson, Kinson Threet, Josh Spear, and C.J. Franklin.
A little tough love from Josh's granddad there who's coming for a hug, man. I wish we had that on video. That was good stuff. Got a wink out of his granddad, Joel Jones, there.
Basketball in the air. The tap touched by B.B. Comer. One by the Aggies. Right side of the floor is Franklin. Left side, KT stopping, firing it back off to Corbin, back to KT. He'll rise and fire three. It's up. Off the side of the rim, no. Rebound in the air, controlled by Cam Gaddis out into the front court. J.P. Morgan. He'll be fouled by Corbin Patterson underneath the rim.
Good to get back, not give up that easy bucket there. Not a terrible decision to foul one-on-one like that.
.741 to go here in the first. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Morgan at the stripe to shoot two for the Comer Tigers. They're in black on our left side of the floor from our vantage point as Morgan makes the first. Silicaga in white, trimmed in red, numbers in red. Curses Silicaga across the chest. Morgan second, up and good. Two for two from the line. Tigers lead it 2-0.
Just choosing to sit back and play in that half court just like most teams play us nowadays.
We're up, Josh, let Kinson in. Up, Kinson.
Aggies work it around the perimeter. CJ to Corbin to Josh in the corner. Corbin returns it to Spear. CJ work it in between the rings. O'Neill right wing. Aggies trying to get it inside. They're going to have to hit some threes to open up that zone. That's what we saw against Coosa, where they went on a big run for the final 8 minutes. That was gameplay on Friday. Stretching out that Coosa defense with a barrage of threes throughout the game. Corbin Patterson had three. Eric O'Neill had a couple.
You know, I thought Corbin Patterson played a great game against Coosa. really on the offensive side. He was contributing a lot, and that's why I hated to see that game end. I wanted to see him finish it out.
The crazy part about that game was the Aggies couldn't make a layup, but Spear will make this one. 2-2 after the steal from Corbin Patterson.
Man, Comer's struggling in the backcourt, and I've watched three games here today, JV, girls, and boys. And anytime we pressured in the backcourt in any of those three games, they could not, they were really struggling.
CJ to inbound, baseline left. Bucket is to his right. We get it into Eric. Tried to tap it in. The rebound tipped out. It's controlled by Patterson. 2-2, your score. O'Neal left side. Jab step with the right foot. Back to Patterson. Circles back around to the top of the key. Eric at the left wing. Coach Joel Jones wants us to move the ball. Left side. O'Neal three. Strong. The rebound goes off the top of the backboard, over the backboard, and it'll be B.B. Comer ball with 6:42 to go in the first.
You know, in the middle of that zone for Comer, number 32, Caden Brown, is probably the strongest kid in this county. Bench pressing close to 500 pounds, and it'll be interesting to watch him and see how much he can use his strength to help them inside. Got a couple good college football offers.
B.B. Comer going to take a timeout. We'll take 1-2. 2-2 your score with 6:41 to go here in the first quarter.
Omnia, innovation, and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Comer to inbound. They gave it up to us, and CJ with a steal and a bucket. 4-2, Aggies on top. 6:34 to go, first quarter. Brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy, and Comer turns it over. And we'll take it all the way to the baseline. It was never touched inbounds. The ball hasn't crossed midcourt in about 2 minutes of real time, probably, or more.
I feel like the 2011 Alabama team's playing LSU right now in the national championship game.
Corbin in between the rings, skips it to Spear, back to Corbin, back to Josh, inside Eric, backdoor cut over to KT, missed it. Eric got it back, left it up on the rim. No, this time Eric's fouled and the shot. He'll go to the line for one more.
Like, we've struggled to get some of those shots in right at the rim this last couple weeks. Some coaches wanting them to go up stronger with it.
As I mentioned, against Coosa, they didn't feel like we made a layup in the game.
I tell you.
Everything was from deep or a jumper.
Yeah.
Coach Smelly in the house, checking out a few of his basketball football seniors on this basketball team as Comer scores on the other end of the floor. Steele at the other end. Gaddis fouled, and he'll shoot two.
And Gaddis has been a good player for a long time. I don't see Coach in here.
There's the third row, that section.
Oh, I see him over there all bundled up.
Yeah, what?
Josie Boat.
It ain't that cold in here, Coach. Comer trying
Coach
to
make. Coach Fawcett here. We got just all kind of local celebrities in the house.
Michael Ader here. Tom Malone here.
It's a full house, man. There's
absolutely.
Good gate tonight.
They made the first free throw. They're trying to get this to a one-point game here early.
There's actually a Sylacauga basketball legend in here, William Gamble Graveyard. He could absolutely dunk that ball like you would not believe. His daughter's a senior on the girls' team, senior night.
7-6, B.B. Comer trailing by one. Coach Jones want to see some offense here.
Yeah, I do too.
And a one-point game, 5:37 to go. C.J. picks up his dribble. It's K.T. Tristan. In the corner, back to Kenson, spinning off a defender. Whetstone back to KT as we'll continue to rotate the basketball. Inside, O'Neal. Kenson going up. Layup, nice. Got it for the senior.
One of the most improved players on this team, in my opinion.
This is stolen by Franklin. He'll go up. He'll finger roll it. Miss it. Tap back, yes.
CJ Franklin. Again.
He is locked up, trapped. travel.
They definitely waltzed. Yeah. Yes, they did. Riggins was just stuck back there, nowhere to go. CJ to inbound, 5-point game. KT takes it back to CJ. Off a screen for three, rattled in and out. Offensive rebound, O'Neal. Here's CJ trying to give it up inside, searching for O'Neal. We turned it over. Aggies lead it 11-6, almost midway through the first quarter. Backing down is Gaddis. Shot deflected by Kenson, three. Eric O'Neal takes the rebound, eyes looking ahead. Cuts through the lane. O'Neal hopping. Made the shot, but he traveled.
A little bit too big of a hop step. It looked like a shot. They backed off the pressure here, so they're going to get it across.
Gaddis tapped from behind by Spear. Rob Roberson fired a three. Missed it. Big man for Comer got the rebound.
Caden Brown.
11-8. E.B. Comer with the bucket. Left side, O'Neal to the top, to Kenson.
I'll tell you what else Caden Brown can do is throw that shot put. He's good.
CJ open from the right side. Too strong on the three. The Aggies 0-for from deep. E.B. Comer with it. At the top, it's Gaddis, cut off by three. Now they're denying the pass. They got it to Roberson, backdoor cut underneath. Brown missed the shot. Tiger fans wanted a foul call. Eric O'Neal quickly ahead to Franklin. Franklin on the left side. O'Neal calling for it at the top, takes it. Right wing, Kenson. As Colmer's going to sit back in this zone. If you've watched any film, it's probably the way to keep a game the closest with Silicaga. Franklin driving. Franklin missed it. Rebound put back by Whetstone.
Tristan Whetstone.
Those last couple layups by Franklin at the rim, kind of epitome of what the last couple weeks have been.
Yeah, just a lot of missed shots.
Tough shot, Gaddis missed it. Too strong with the left. O'Neal in the front court. Cross court, Franklin. Sizing up Roberson, attacking, and he's fouled on the floor as Trey Wright will check in.
Why do you think these zones are giving us such problems, Jeremy? You think, what's your diagnosis there?
Well, there's two ways to beat it.
Overload
three.
It.
Overload a zone, make a three, or make a lot of contested twos. And
yeah.
Silicaga is a good three-point shooting team, not a great one. They've started off ice cold from deep here in the first quarter.
To me, it feels like it also creates a lot of mid-range shots that you end up taking that you don't really like.
And these are the ones you got to hit. You got three crashing on Trey, and we airballed a three. But one thing about the zone, it gives up a lot of offensive rebounds, and you see it there.
It
Tristan Whetstone cleaning it up.
That's where we've made our living, just putting back shots. Missed shots.
Left wing, J.P. Morgan back to Gaddis. 2:13 to go in the first quarter. Gaddis will work on Kenson, three. He'll take a screen from Brown. Gaddis, the lefty, firing. Too strong. Offensive rebound, Roberson. Chris Roberson turns and fires. Misses the shot. C.J. Franklin running it ahead. Franklin flushing it on the other side. The two-handed jam coast-to-coast for Franklin.
Damn. He just weaved through there, didn't he?
KT will finish on the other side. 19-8, Aggies on top.
This is the speed we like to play at, man. When we can run like that, nobody can stop us. Comer does not want to get in that track meet with Silicaga, I can assure you.
Roberson inside to Morgan. He walks. Yes, he did. Great defense by Tristan Whetstone. I mean, how in the world did CJ turn that into a dunk?
I don't know.
Just calling it up the floor, had no inclination that that was going to end, especially with a two-handed flush.
He likes to go two-handed, too.
Whetstone, corner three, money. He continues his hot streak.
from Friday night.
I mean, he's shooting the ball as good as anybody we got right now from the outside.
Three threes on Friday for Whetstone. 17 points in the game. It was your star physical therapy, star player of the game. We fouled Roberson, and we'll send him to the line. That is the second foul on the Aggies here in the first. I like it when they let them play like this.
You know, Roberson is a little brother of Jordan Roberson, who was one of our stars last year.
Chris was a solid bench player for the Aggies
Yeah. They transferred over to Comer for, I guess, this is his senior year, Jim?
Yeah.
Also has a little brother that played in the JV game as an eighth grader today, and he is an outstanding player.
Get him back in the Cardinal light.
I bet he likes it at Comer.
22-8. Holtzclaw in the corner to Whetstone. Down low, Trey Wright underneath. Didn't finish. Here's Gaddis scooping it up. Missed it. Put back. Good. 22-10. Swain with the bucket. Holtzclaw will run it ahead with 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. Aggies lead it by 12. Outside, Trey Wright for three. Strong on the three-point attempts. Trey Wright using that safety skill intercepts the pass. Into the front court with Franklin with 10. CJ working the left wing. Off the Holtzclaw. Cuts down the left side of the lane. Had it knocked out from behind. Swain gets it for Comer. And then CJ knocks it out, and that is how the quarter will end. 22-10, your score after one. We'll be back. Aggies lead it by 12.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Sylacauga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing, close to home.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Start of the second quarter. Aggies lead it 22-10. Wait for B.B. Comer to get back on the floor. Thoughts after one, Michael Adair.
I think that we were able to break free a little bit, start playing a little more our pace as that quarter wore on, and we're a lot better offensive team when we can play like that. If it gets slowed down on us, I feel like we just, you know, the ball goes around the perimeter a lot, and we struggle to get it in.
Comer lays it in. Cam Gaddis, 22-12. I would like to shout out a loyal follower all the way from Illinois, Carson Osborne.
Oh, man.
The school CFO, Tom Osborne's son, watches and listens to every single game.
That's a true fan
right
there.
On the Aggie Sports Network. Came down for the Final Four last year. Franklin with the left. Missed it.
Dang.
Trey Wright puts it back.
Man. He was up there, buddy. He was like a foot. His fingernails were a foot over the rim.
That was crazy.
Just lost the ball. It just came out of his hand.
Jace to Sanders with the rebound. CJ still in the game with Welch. Right wing is Welch. Stopping, shooting, scoring is Welch.
You know, Welch is a good kid. His mom, Crystal, was three then. Was one of the best Sylacauga girls players to ever come through. We won a state championship her senior year. But he's got basketball in his jeans.
Gaddis fouled and one. Got bumped. Who did they get it on, Sanders or Franklin? They got it on CJ.
And you know, Welch's grandfather's Richard Lightning Threat, who the court at J. Craig is named after. He's one of the better football players to come through East Highland High School. So Welch has got a lot of athleticism in his lineage. He's a good guy, too. Came over from Childersburg, I think.
6:40 to go in the second, 26-14. Aggies lead it by 12. Franklin hands it off to McMillan. McMillan spins off the defender inside to Trey Wright, and then they foul Trey.
Great pass.
Got the foul on Gattis. It was a good feed.
So Ryan's a hooper. He's got a lot of ball skills, and he's going to be an outstanding. He's a 10th grader. He's got two more years to play. He'll be an outstanding basketball player.
Trey to shoot a couple here from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Trey hits the first.
They got some legends of officials calling this game. Orlando Hale and Lou Murphy. You know, Lou Murphy saved Joey Shelnut's life, giving him CPR in that football game. Both of these guys have been around forever.
Set of Kai Leonard to check in, Hayden Hubbard to check in. I would pay extra to get this crew every game.
They do a good job.
Compared to some that come.
They let them play a little bit. They don't, you know, some of these refs call a lot of fouls, but these guys sort of let them play. Call it even, I feel like. Orlando's been around a long time.
Gattis driving, kicking, three, good, from Simmons.
Three, by Jay Simmons.
Tajay was in our program a couple years ago, transferred over to Comer. He's a 10th grader. Got a little length on him.
Franklin bumped off the right for three. Trey in and out. Rebound tapped. Stolen. McMillan had it go through his hands. Gattis on the other end lays it in.
Is Comer staying in this thing?
27-19, Franklin driving. Oh, Franklin flushing.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't have mercy.
My goodness, man.
I'm going to watch this so many times when I get home tonight. As Comer misses
the show for senior night.
Got to stop the ball, Tigers. So Ryan wants a three. Money. 32-19.
Man, that got out of hand quick.
Timeout. Tigers. We'll take one, too.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Back after a Comer timeout, it's 32-19, Aggies. Gattis for three. Missed the shot. Rebound, O'Neal. Working it ahead, Eric.
All seniors on the, four seniors, and Zedekiah Leonard on the floor. C.J. Franklin
on the bench right now. It's Eric driving, laid it in, missed it. Stolen, Leonard, missed it. Rebound down on the floor, finally picked up by Comer and Simmons. Simmons driving, had it poked out by Spear. Whetstone comes up with a basketball with 4:28 to go in the second quarter. KT crossing over, pulling it back off to O'Neal. Eric wants a three, got it.
I think it's good for this team to see something go through from deep here at home.
It helps us a lot, man, if we can get these threes falling a little bit, force them out of these zones. Force them to come guard the perimeter anyway.
Morgan with a hand in his face off the window, missed it.
And they take some bad looks, aren't they?
Kinson to O'Neal, daring him to shoot it. Driving past the defense, and Eric fouled on the pass to Spear. Hayden Hubbard will check back in.
Let's go, Hayden.
Zedekiah Leonard coming out. Spear taking the inbound. Underneath, Josh got fouled on the way up.
You know, Josh is a better shooter than a lot of people realize. And we've missed a lot at the rim, but Josh doesn't miss many at the rim. He's very consistent. And if he wasn't having to be our big man a lot of times, I think he'd be probably one of our best perimeter shooters. I like Josh saying in his senior night that he wanted to be a coach. I think Josh would be an excellent teacher and coach. He got a good man he could call on to give him some tips.
36-19. Roberson. Step back. Man. From Swain, no good. O'Neal tripped coming up the floor. That's the fourth foul on B.B. Comer.
This is the closest game of the night so far. The JV boys were up like 40-3 at half. The girls were close to that.
The girls won 90-14.
It's been a rough day. Homer.
Josh inside to Whetstone. Easy for Tristan.
Whetstone's having a good game. He's an offensive weapon for us, Jeremy.
They added a point on one of those, so it's actually 38-19.
I like how we're attacking these screens. Comer's trying to set up some screens at the top of the key, and we're attacking it with defenders on both sides. And that's something Briarwood did to us a lot that first time. So I know we've worked on that and how to split that screen.
Inside Spear fouled on the floor. That is the – I think that's the fifth foul on B.B. Comer. We'll see.
Four on the board. But, you know, we're gonna see Briarwood at least two more times, most likely. So I think getting used to that little style they run.
It said it's four. Okay. Well, it just said four a second ago. And it was four by my count as well.
Got to feel like Briarwood's our toughest out in Montgomery probably.
Spear fouled from behind. Now he'll shoot two. Foul by Swain. Yeah, a lot of people already. Like, listen, do not sleep on the Volunteers coming in here and winning a game against a Briarwood or Silicon. I'm not. Yeah. They're not bad. I'm just saying they've beaten Briarwood already. They played us really close last week, and just never know what can happen in a single game. That's why the Aggie fans need to show up here next week.
Well, we opened the area tournament with Shelby County, and I'm going to tell you something. Shelby County's coach has been around basketball a long time, and he's been working on us. I can assure you he will be have his team prepared.
Yeah, he's known he's the four seed for about a month and a half.
Without a doubt. And they're going to be ready to play.
Aggies missed the free throws. It's 38-21 with 2:16 to go in the second. At halftime, we'll bring you to Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Corbin trying to get around the defender, and he dribbles it out of bounds.
Hey,
Gaddis to Roberson. Right wing three is deep three. That's what Chris Roberson could do.
He's had some games where he scored 25, 30 points this year. Comer struggling. I think they've won six or seven games.
Corbin attacking, missing. Well, we've missed it point blank too many times tonight. 38-24, Aggies lead it by 14.
Comer's, they haven't won in their region. They're in a tough region with Childersburg, Midfield.
And Altamont. Yeah. Yeah. Really good team. Step back from Gaddis. Missed it. Whetstone grabbing the board for the Aggies. We'll walk it ahead the other way with O'Neill. 75 seconds to play in the second quarter. Eric on the right wing. Guarded by Roberson. Steps inside. Gives it off to Patterson. Open three. No good. Rebound by B.B. Comer. Gaddis trying to work it all the nice way move. Ahead. Went down the lane, out of control. Then got stepped on. Now here's Eric on the other side. Flush it at home, O'Neill. Going way up to flush it. to 24. 35 seconds to go. Roberson, deep three, missed it. Should be familiar shooting on that rim.
Shot a lot of them on there.
Aggies by 16. Looks like we may hold for the final shot here of the half. O'Neill on Roberson. Breaks the 5-second count with 15 seconds to go. O'Neill fouled by Roberson and will shoot two.
Coach Jones looking sharp tonight. Him and Coach Patterson both looking like they're going to preach after the game.
Coach Patterson, Mike.
Oh, Coach Patterson, man, he preaches two services every Sunday and sings most of the time, too. He left that game Friday night against Coosa Central, drove all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, played in a band, turned around and drove back, and made it to practice on Sunday and church on Sunday.
Aggies missed the free throw with O'Neill with 12.2 to go.
That's impressive, man.
He did all that before I got up.
I know. You just sat over there and watched Alabama lose, and what else did you do on Saturday?
Yeah.
That was Sunday. That was Sunday, actually.
10 seconds to go. Morgan on the baseline. Trapped. Steps around KT. Might have been blocked. Spear. Full court. At the buzzer. As we'll go to the locker room with a 41-24 lead. We'll be back. Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the other side of this break.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support. They have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245 4300.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 41-24, your score at the break, with Sylacauga hosting the B.B. Comer Tigers on senior night. C.J. Franklin leading the way for the Aggies in points. Two thunderous dunks for Franklin. The Aggie senior continuing what he started last Friday night on the road at Coosa Central. The other Aggies in the scoring column: Sarai McMillan, Josh Spear, Kenson Threet, Jace Welch, Tristan Whetstone, Eric O'Neill. Pretty much everybody for the Aggies that has entered play has scored here tonight. 41-24, your score at the break. A reminder, there is a game here Wednesday, 5 o'clock, against Winterboro right here at home. They tip off at 5 o'clock. You can watch right here on YouTube and Facebook Live. And then a reminder about game time change for the varsity boys in the area tournament. Sylacauga will tip off the tournament first against Shelby County at 5 o'clock. That is next Monday, February 9th, 5 o'clock. Sylacauga hosting Shelby County in the area tournament. The championship game of the area tournament, if the Aggies win, will be 6 o'clock on Wednesday right here at Douglas Martin Court. The varsity girls will play Friday at Briarwood, and then if they win again Tuesday at Briarwood for their area championship. Again, your score at halftime, 41-24. Sylacauga with a 17-point lead over the B.B. Comer Tigers. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get the second half started right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Getting ready to start this third quarter. Michael Adair, since you missed the start physical therapy halftime show in the concession stand line, your thoughts on the first half?
I thought we played pretty well. I mean, we got after it defensively. We started getting some offensive boards and putbacks. That's where we've made our living, on the offensive side. And a little bit of explosiveness, some good shooting around the perimeter. We just need to get that second quarter mentality back, not that first quarter.
41-24. Aggies lead it by 17 here. Now we'll switch sides of the floor. C.J. Franklin back on the floor for the Aggies. KT circles around the key. Mid-range jumper, three, front of the rim. Rebound, Spear. He'll go to work. He'll spin under the defense. Off to Franklin for three. Good.
Three. C.J. Franklin.
Coach doesn't like much celebration after a shot, but you got to give him that one.
Basketball on the right wing for Comer. 44-24. Roberson misses with the left. Rebounded by Franklin. out in front to O'Neal. Makes the catch over a defender. O'Neal picks up his dribble, gives it off to three, and the Aggies will set up the offense. Patterson on the drive, floats it too strong. Rebound controlled by Gaddis and Comer. They'll go quickly in transition. Gaddis attacking, laying it up, missed the shot. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Spear, but he hit it off of Morgan, and the Aggies will have possession.
Jeremy, I talked to Ja'Kari Brown in the concession stand line. He said he's signing with Sanford tomorrow. Football.
Comer. Heck of a player.
Good Comer player. Yeah. Good size, too. Nice fella. It's his cousin, Garden Spear, right there, Caden Brown, who's another outstanding defensive lineman.
CJ to Josh to Eric. He'll float it in. O'Neal.
It's 10 for Eric.
46-24. Underneath. And they got a foul on Patterson. That was a long whistle for a foul call. I thought we were going to get a timeout.
Got one more game before the elimination game start, huh?
Well, you play a game, and then you play an elimination game, then you play a game that's not an elimination game, and then you get into the elimination games. Oh, they travel.
Good assessment.
Is that, that's right, correct?
Yeah, because
if you win the first game in the area,
that's right.
You go to sub-state regardless. Silicaga playing Shelby County at 5 o'clock next Monday.
The winner will play Wednesday at 6.
Here, Patterson, open three,
nice
got it.
Shot.
Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer. The boys' area tournament is here at Douglas Martin Court. The girls' tournament is at Briarwood. Briarwood, the top seed. Gaddis split defenders, got to the rim, missed the shot, but he is fouled. 49-24.
Yeah, you win that first game, and you're just playing to see who's traveling and who's playing at home for the next game. And our sub-region crosses.
Montevallo, Selma be the teams that we met in the...
Demopolis, I think, is in
the they're over there. So.
Yeah. That's a pretty good draw. That's
the Aggies beat Selma in the Sweet 16. They beat Montevallo in the Elite Eight.
Both of those were good teams, though.
They demolished Montevallo last year, remember?
Yeah.
But Selma, close game.
That's the one that was close, yeah. But they lost a lot of those players, if I remember right.
49-25. B.B. Comer made one of the two free throws. Spear inside to O'Neal. Off to Josh, left wing, three, good.
I'm telling you, man, Josh Spear can shoot the lights out. He's open.
Marble City Pharmacy, three. 52-25. Aggies more than doubling up the Comer Tigers here. Eric O'Neal rising up, finger rolling it.
Delay, Eric O'Neal.
...54-25 here at home on senior night. Again, want to thank Ava Rollins for working camera for us tonight.
Oh, is Ava on the camera? Oh, yeah. We're in good shape then.
KT with a rebound after a missed Tiger shot. Midway through the third quarter, 4 minutes to play. Corbin Patterson off to Franklin. Kicking into the corner. Spear open again for three. No good. Long rebound, Kinson. CJ, overhead feet. Patterson wants a three. Missed it too strong, and the rebound by B.B. Comer.
That ball was halfway down.
Roberson had it stripped. Franklin stepping back for three. No good. The Aggies 0 for their last three. Roberson scoring on the other side. Here's Eric off the glass and in. Turn into an NBA All-Star style game.
Eric O'Neal's having a great game offensively.
Tristan and Trey about to check in for the Aggies.
Eric's already got 14 points. Corbin's grabbing some boards.
Out in front, Spear underneath. Oh. Gave it off to Eric. Eric pinballed, got it back. 56-27, Corbin out beyond the arc. Coach Jones trying to call a timeout.
Get some subs in.
Hit.
Jeremy, I was just looking. We're kind of spoiled here, man. These last 2 years, right now, we are 30-4 last year, and we're 22-2 right now. So Coach Jones is 52-6 right now. I'm counting this next one we're about to get. It'd be 53-6 these last 2 years. That's a 90%, over a 90% win percentage, which is, we've had a lot of good teams and a lot of good coaches here, but that is about off the charts.
What's the overall record?
In the last two seasons, if he wins this one, he'll be 53-6. 53-6. And those losses have been close ones, most of them.
53-6. The only lopsided one was Carver last year, early.
That and the championship game, how many points was that? Maybe it was double digits.
They got free throws down the stretch, though.
Yeah. That's the only two I can think of that were not, like, a few points. I mean, that's just, I mean, 5A basketball, man.
Patterson off the screen for three, strong. The Aggies put it back up and in. CJ on the run on the other side. Hammer down. Timeout, B.B. Comer.
I know CJ wants to play college football, but I'm telling you right now, he could play college basketball too. And I don't understand why he doesn't have more offers. But in my opinion, he's a power four football player and probably close to that basketball. He's the youngest guy on this team in that class. He turned 17 this past summer. Could have easily been held back. He's a month or so away. And he's been a three-sport athlete the whole time he's been here, so he hasn't had time to focus on a sport or focus on workouts. He's just a natural athlete. And I talked to Coach Jones about him yesterday, and he told me, he said, Michael, I've been around basketball at this school for close to 40 years. He said, CJ is probably the best athlete I've ever seen. He said, I'm not telling he's the best basketball player. He said, he's probably the best athlete I've coached. I thought, man, I'm just telling you, if he'll stick with ball, basketball or football, he can play at a really high level before it's all said and done. He can just do it all, really.
60-27. I'd love to see him at the next level anywhere.
I'd like to see him play basketball even.
Aggies by what's that? 33 here in the third, and now 30. B.B. Comer knocking down a three. 60-30, your score.
Getting close to a hot clock here in the fourth quarter, aren't we?
Great to have two games of hot clocks on senior night as Whetstone puts it up and in, makes up for that time.
JV went on a hot clock too, so it'll be all three games went 30 or more.
62-30, Aggies on top.
How many dunks is that for CJ tonight? Is that three or four?
Three dunks for Franklin. At the line for B.B. Comer's Roberson. Makes the first free throw. The best athlete he's ever coached.
That's what he said.
62.
This overall skill, like speed, elevation.
I mean, Coach Smelly's told us he could throw a ball farther than he could ever throw.
Yards. Smelly was a four-star recruit out of high school, SEC.
Here's Franklin again.
There's another one.
And foul one. And one.
Oh, man, he got it on his buddy there.
Oh. Yeah, CJ and Chris, good friends. I was hoping they didn't tee him up right there because
they were just goofing off.
Come on, guys, please. I mean, I love the rim runs for Franklin, but I hate to see CJ take an accidental contact on the way up as Trey got the rebound on the miss. Somehow, you never want to see something bad happen this late in the season. Guy get his legs taken out from under him. 37 seconds to go. It's Gaddis. Three up. Good. Over CJ.
Gaddis is a good 34. Player, man. I'm telling you, I've watched him a long time. He's a good basketball player.
Aggies will hold for the final shot with a 30-point lead here at the end of the third quarter.
How does the hot clock work, Jeremy? I forget. Like, if they get back within 30, does it go back to stopping?
No idea, to be honest with you. Gaddis at one at the buzzer. No good. And we'll go to the fourth quarter with a 30-point lead. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Start of the fourth quarter. Silicaga leads at 64-34.
So I talked to the clock operator in the break, and he said that once you start a hot clock, it never stops, no matter what the score. If they start coming back in the fourth quarter, it never stops.
Comer with a steal. Gaddis.
He tried to dunk.
Had it knocked away by Welch. Welch, Sanders, Hubbard, McMillan, Leonard, your right tire in service, five on the floor. 7:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. We are on a high clock. McMillan fouled, didn't get the shot to go. Clock will only stop on a timeout and when a shooter is at the free throw line.
This thing will be over in about 7 minutes. Yeah, it's interesting that Winterboro called us wanting to play a game on Wednesday night. Just varsity boys.
Here they need a couple games to help them out a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of their players were suspended for a fight, evidently. I'll tell you what, if you want to watch some interesting basketball, go watch the girls play. They have got one of the best girls teams this year.
86-1?
Man.
Jeez. Yeah. That's 66-34. Stolen by Leonard. Leonard's foul. And one. Zedekai to the stripe.
Coach Jones trying not to smile, but he likes it.
Leonard missed the free throw. And a foul on the Aggies. He's got that, like, Kurt Cignetti thing going on where he doesn't want anybody to think he's happy. But
no, he is. He's happy. He just, nobody can know it but him. He's a fantastic human being. I tell you what, he's done a lot for these kids. And as tough as he is on them, they all will love him and respect him the rest of their lives.
Right wing, Roberson three, way too strong. Rebounded by Hayden Hubbard.
And the blue collar point right there.
Sanders kicking it to Hubbard. Need a Hayden Hubbard three.
Oh, man.
I feel like we carried it. Like Hayden Hubbard, when he's in, like I feel like his three-point percentage is around 90.
It may be. He's done a good job when he's been in there. Playing good defense. I've been watching him on defense. He's
5:04 to play.
You know, there's two ways to get pulled out of a game when you're playing for Coach Jones. Not playing defense aggressively enough and turning the ball over. That'll get you out of there. Especially the defensive part of it.
Clock rolling under 5 now. The Aggies lead it by 34. Aggies. Nope, not a foul. Excuse me, B.B. Comer. 68-34. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Sanders. Jumper. No. Hubbard went for the rebound. Touched last by J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan, that's a name right there.
Been waiting on my financial guy to make a comment all night.
J.P. Morgan, one of the founders of the financial system we have today.
Jace Welch to Hubbard, driving. Hubbard, finger roll, no good.
Oh, man.
Driving is Gaddis. Missed the shot. Clock at 3.5 minutes. Sanders got it. Jaden Sanders with a bucket. Aggies get to the 70 mark here at home. Gaddis with the left. Missed it. Sarai McMillan with a board. McMillan behind the back dribble. Leonard saving it. Welch three. No. And a foul on Leonard. Point lead, 2.5 minutes to go, Sylacauga. And they keep the winning ways going. What was their record coming into this one, Michael Aiden?
For the season?
Yes.
22-2.
22-2.
Go to 23-2.
Sanders almost hit the step back. So assuming they win on a Wednesday, they'll be 24-2.
There's really no way. I mean, last year we lost four games. It's very unlikely we're going to lose four games this year. We may not get to 30 wins, but I don't think we're going to lose four.
Come over, please. When you start counting the, so you got Wednesday. So that would be 20, what, 24?
Yep.
And then a three up for Comer is good. So you got the area tournament, area championship, sub-state.
Three more, so it's 26.
So if Sylacauga wins 30, they'll have to win it all?
Just about it. I believe that'd be 31, wouldn't it? You get two in Montgomery or three?
Two in Montgomery.
It'd be 28 and two in Birmingham, yeah.
Yep.
So you'd be 30 and two if you didn't lose again.
Area championship, sub-regional, two in Montgomery and two in Birmingham. It'd be 70, 31.
31, okay. So 31 and two. It's doable. This team can do it. We just got to find our groove offensively. We're good enough defensively to win it right now. We just got to, you know, I mean, you always going to have some fortune go your way. In 2018, we were lucky to win one of those. You're going to, you know, I believe you create your own luck, but.
70 to 37.
We got a shot. We're one of the best teams in 5A, in my opinion.
71-37 after the made free throw. Shot was blocked, rebounded McMillan with 42 seconds to go. Underneath, Welch got the lay-in. Welch. 73-37. Aggies will get the win. McMillan got the rebound after the missed shot. With 10 seconds to go, Aggie's going to dribble it out. Your final score, 73-37. Silicago wins over B.B. Comer. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy post-game show.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Silicaga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silicaga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 73-37, your final score. Aggies 23 and 2 on the season. We're going to get Coach Joel Jones here courtside with a big win on senior night. Coach Jones, man, emotional night. What has this senior class meant to you? I know you wanted them to get a win tonight, and they did. What have they meant to you, Coach?
Man, these young men have worked their tails off. They've done everything that I've asked them to do. And I tell you, it's going to be a great story somewhere in my lifetime. The reason I wanted to come on tonight was to just say that these young men, as juniors and seniors, throughout the history of our program, or if not the winningest group, they're right there at the top. So I'm just proud of every one of them. The season is not over. Thing about basketball is always a second season, and I thought second half we shot the ball better, a lot better. Mm-hmm. First half we couldn't throw it in the ocean, but I hope we have a little while to get ready for our first area game, and we're gonna hit the weight room. We're gonna get our fundamentals, get back to fundamentals, and have some rigorous practices these next 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Coach, what do you see the biggest room need for improvement as you do get ready for that area tournament that you guys will host here starting next Monday?
Of course, we don't shoot the ball nearly as well as I would like to as a team, especially from three-point line. Other than that, I think we're on track, but we got to get a little bit better at that. We do.
All right, Coach, go celebrate with your team. Congratulations, man.
Hey,
we always appreciate your time, Coach.
Thanks
Jones.
For all you guys do in promoting Aggie basketball.
Thank you so much, Coach. That's our guy, Silicaga.
head basketball coach Joel Jones. He's right. This is, I think, the winningest two-year stretch maybe in program history. We'll have to go back and really look at it.
It's close. It's up there. Yeah, it probably is. I can't imagine.
One of them.
Let's put it that way. I can't imagine any two-year being higher, though.
I mean, what'd you say? We're
now 53-6
in the last
2 years.
Two seasons.
That's a shade over 90% win percentage.
I mean, we've had some great teams. You'd have to go back and look at what they did in 88 and those years where they were daggum dominant. And then Coach Copeland had a little run, but even when they won state in 2018, they had, what, 7 or 8 losses or so in the year?
So, yeah,
and a heck
right.
of a basketball
that's
team.
Right.
I mean, Keaton Wilson was in the gym tonight.
Oh, he was a great player.
CDG and some of those guys all the time. But talking about this team, I mean, Coach Jones, this group means a lot to him. He's hard-nosed beside us. He works them hard, but, man, I think he really cares about these kids.
He does, and he's got a good group. I mean, Skylar Patterson is assistant coach. He took over the JV last year in ninth grade. Those guys had not won. The ninth graders last year had not won a game in middle school. They had not won a single game. And they just went 15-6 on JV this year. And then Chris Twyman, who's also come on and helped him a lot, coaching his big men down low and working with them. The kids love Chris. So they got some good chemistry in terms of coaching on this bunch.
All right, it'll be Sylacauga and Winterboro Wednesday night here at Douglas Martin Court. Final score again on senior night, 73-37. Aggies get the win over the B.B. Comer Tigers. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, it's been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.